This is RSBNB Update, episode 41, recorded Saturday, April 1st, 2006. Welcome once again to our fabulous program here. We're testing out the packed version of Skype, which allows you to have 10 people if you're running a dual core. But frankly, because Skype must have worked out with some deal, it only works on Intel, so I had to go buy a whole new computer for that. Sorry. Yes. April Fools. No. It's a hacked version of Skype. So, anyways, we're here with a good selection of people this week. We're here with King Kala, Brad Chrisala, Luint, and Jeff. You guys all here to say hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hiya.
Jeff, are you here?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Same thing as always, RuneScape updates, questions, tech news, and we do have quite a few good rants today. So, yes. So this, you guys know Skype only is supposed to have 4 people on the host, right? But with this hacked version, it can have 9 plus the host. So that's pretty good, I think. Because it's... But, yeah, somebody was very nice to hack it because of the stupid Intel marketing thing. But anyways, on to business now. RuneScape updates.
Hacking really is cool.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? The Temple Trekking minigame. Has anybody here done this?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
No.
No, hey? I don't know. Basically, you help the people of Berg the Root make their way out of the swamp. So, yes.
It's like the bit of the quest in Aid of the Marequa where you have to take the guy to the temple on the south. It's like that bit.
Yeah, exactly. But as Jagex describes it, as many adventurers know, life can't be all about dragon slaying, resulting in maidens in distress. Oh, I just got this thing coming in here. Dan will be joining us shortly.
Okay.
Dan, a.k.a. Solar on RuneScape.
Yay.
Right.
Yes, so we're just waiting for him to sign on to Skype now. But anyways, as I was reading, it says here, As many adventurers know, life can't be all about dragon slaying and rescuing maidens in distress. For one, dragons are pretty fierce, and most maidens tend to be able to look after themselves these days. that's pretty funny. But so to be a little useful and perhaps earn a crest, a wily adventurer knows how to turn the skills to many a trade and the ability to be a guide. So, yes.
It's a waste of time.
It is?
It is. The rewards are absolutely rubbish. It's, The main rewards, they're listed on the RuneScape page. It's something like items, which aren't particularly rare or valuable, or you can get XP in certain skills, but the maximum XP you can get from the most difficult one is 4,015.
Yeah.
And considering it takes a good 20 minutes to do, it's actually not worth the time.
Yeah. Dan is here now. Dan, would you care to say hello?
Hey.
Hello.
Dan is...
Hello.
...who hasn't been on since episode 6.
Whoa.
35 episodes ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, me and Dan did that one together when Pika was away, so... But anyways, so, Dan, how have things been going?
Tumbleweeds go past.
I can't hear Dan.
Dan died.
Anyways, We'll catch up with Dan in a few moments here after this RuneScape update. But anyway, since Bergderod has seen a recent facelift, which we all did, actually, I don't know who else here did the quest, except me.
I did.
Yes. Yeah, so anyways, it's been filled up with supplies, villagers ready to leave, to brave the trip to Paterdomus. I have no idea what that is. Oh, the Temple of the Paterdomus.
Oh.
The Temple of the Salve, I suppose. Of course, there are trivial dangers to keep an eye out for, but nothing the well-prepared adventurer cannot handle. But yes. Anyways, minigame is designed to be more fun and a more fun and challenging way of gathering experience and money. I don't know, is it fun?
No, it's not fun, it's boring, and it would take you a hell of a lot of time to raise a level with that game.
How much XP do you get?
Maximum XP for the most difficult one you can do is 4,015. Considering it takes you 20 minutes, you could maybe do 3 in an hour if you're quick and good. The maximum XP you could get in an hour is 12,000. Now, if you were doing something else, you could get much more XP in that time.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Brad said it's bad. I guess we'll have to trust him on this. This is from the Berg de Rot quest. That has to be done.
In aid of the Myraqua.
Oh, right. Yes, that's what it's called. What do you actually think of that quest?
Took too long.
Yes, definitely.
The only good thing about that quest was the fact that there are shark spots close to the bank.
Yes, which I don't know. Does anybody else here, besides Brad, have shark fishing? Be able to shark fish?
No. Close, but not yet.
Jeff does.
So, who does?
Jeff does.
Oh, Jeff can fish shark? That's good.
Yeah, but I can't cook it.
Ah, I see. That's too bad. But yeah, so take a look at the RuneScape mini game page guide on this. It's a load of crap. Don't do it. You'd be better off going to do something else like fletching. Ay, ay, ay. Reader's letters. We have the imp one and the makeover mage this month. Somebody wrote to the imp and makeover mage. I like those two.
Yeah, I like the reader's letters. They're kind of funny. It reminds me of the god letters of old.
Yeah.
Those were just really funny.
Yeah.
The god letters were better, though. I preferred the god letters.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
I read
but some of the responses are funny, though.
Yeah, these are. There's this one about the makeover mage. Says that they got the amulet from this bird that's long extinct now. So, that's kind of interesting. And their name is Pete or Pita, depending on the mood. Pete or Pita.
So the name just changes whenever their mood changes?
Yeah.
No, as in, is this the makeover mage?
Yes.
Well, obviously, because, you know, it's probably man, male, and female. Each Peter, female name, Pete, male name. I don't know, I'm just guessing.
Yeah, that sounds right. And then there's my favorite one, the imp. Okay. Dear imp.
The best one? Oh, sorry.
Okay, I'll just read this imp one, then you can do it. Dear imp, I have a few questions I would like to ask you. First one, why are you so small? Second one, why is burnt food your favorite? I can be your pen friend or pen enemy if you like. I lore a player named Bajini. We's like you, Bajini. Pen enemy, be impish word. Us imps is small, cause us like it that way. Yeah. That in that graze, I think that because we is small, we is easy to control him. Imp silly thinking we gonna do his bidding. Yeah, so we like imps. Yes. What were you gonna say, Kala? Which one's your favorite?
The best one, I think, was the Chaos Elemental just below that one. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't read that one. What is it?
Okay, it's... I think the response is better, but I'll read a little bit of the...
Yeah, Semmer, paraphrase that.
Oh, great and powerful Chaos Elemental, I am a lowly scholar, longing to know more of your origins as well as your abilities. And they they go on to ask some pretty decent questions. And then he goes on to add, with my scholarly questions asked, I can only plead that you haven't already killed the postman who was unfortunate enough to deliver this, and that you would be courteous enough to fill another page or two in the Library of Varrock. Thanks, many thanks for your time, CoolCoder9T. And the response is, go, it smells like quarter past. Cabbages make the best soup. No, broccoli. Killer Watt, where have you been? Duckling ugly once was there. Chaos, so, Jazz. Hello? 15 at the last count. Did it ask a question? Bizarre, boron, swell. CoolCoder9T, tasty, doctor, goal, crunchy, meaty goodness. Tommy makes the best yums.
Does anybody see the point of this?
No.
I think Cool is just having a fit.
He's chaos. That doesn't make sense.
Burn down the rum. That it be. Checkmate queen. The boys are in town. My arms adventure seek solace with the sorcerer's garden. Wilderness. Rewind less. Weird lens. Tenneth curl. Yeah.
Okay.
I think someone was a bit either hyper, bored, or extremely stuck on something to reply.
Yeah, and then it says, no, it didn't make any sense to me either below it.
Yeah, that was probably a note by Postbag PD.
Who?
The guy who delivers
the letters. Oh, Postbag PD.
Yes.
I see.
Is that his name?
Yes.
Pete.
I don't like that name.
Ah, no, that's kind of strange. That's a strange one.
Random for the win.
Yeah, randomness.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, there's the reader's letters. Kind of strange this month, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Should we move on to questions now?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
I'm picking somebody at random to read the next one, and I'm going to pick...
I want the one, because I know him.
Which one do you want?
The top one in the wiki.
Okay, you take the first one, then.
Okay. I like that name.
So should I read it now?
Yeah, read it now.
Since the beginning of RuneScape 2, players have been anticipating the release of player owned houses. But in my opinion, I would rather have a new set of weapons and armor than sit around in a house drinking fake cups of RuneScape tea. What do you think of it, and do you think a lot of people will be disappointed if it is not what people are expecting it to be at Farm 13? I think it has been overhyped a great deal, because people want it so much. It's basically going to turn RuneScape into The Sims. Goddamn
Sims.
The Sims, yes.
Ah.
Which is... I don't think it'll be good.
Nah. Yeah, it's definitely being overhyped. Because, they've been going on that since RuneScape 2 came out, and nothing showed up yet, so...
Mm-hmm.
Like, exactly what are we supposed to be waiting for?
I think it's just a big scam to keep people interested in RuneScape, and they're never ever going to bring it out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, how much is there stuff, like, of these new things that come out? Like, when was the last useful update? Can anybody remember that?
Bank pins.
What?
Yes, bank pins were good.
Oh, yeah, right, bank pins. Right.
No, I just decided to randomly shout bank pins.
Mm-hmm. Oops.
I don't know, honestly, if they don't start thinking about this, the player-owned houses soon, they're not going to be that great when they do come out, and people will be disappointed with them. Like, look what happened with farming. it was a lot different from what people expected, and from what I hear, it wasn't the greatest, according to the majority of the people, so...
Yes.
But, in theory, they've been planning it for a long time, over 2 years, so if it's been in planning for 2 years, it should be pretty decent.
Well,
but have they been actually doing anything on it, though?
Well,
that's the thing.
Planning versus doing.
I seriously, like, you guys need to keep in mind that it's a whole bunch of Jagex developers here. These quests they put out, I've said this before, quests aren't, like, big things that are new to a game. Because when you're writing a game, you have things that are repeated. That's the essence of programming and objects. You have objects that are repeated and easily used. So once you have one quest done, adding more quests is not a big deal. So adding quests is the easy thing. But adding a new skill, that's hard. So
yes.
I'm betting they're working on that, and they just got the junior developers working on the quests. That's probably what they're doing. So
yeah, I probably have to add in like another another skill though for it as well. Like, because it's not just the houses. Yeah.
Carpentry.
Yeah.
Well, they could incorporate it as part of the crafting skill, but it'll probably be a new skill.
Yeah, that'd probably be best.
Let's go.
Next question.
Good question, that was.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Fat Farm. Interesting name.
I like your name, Fat Farm. I'll come and live on your Fat Farm.
Okay. What would you say the fastest way to train Herbore from 30 to 38 would be?
Okay.
One small favor.
Oh, yeah, the 20,000 XP reward from that.
Oh, yeah, that would work.
Yeah.
Good idea, Lance.
That's how I got it.
Ah.
Done it. Well, there's Edgar's Ruse as well, isn't it? Which gives 11.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Easy. How did... Who here has done Legends? Me?
Me.
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 Not me.
I'm such a noob.
So how'd you guys raise your Herbler?
I bought loads of Harlanders.
Same.
Yeah.
And made Restore Potion.
Yeah, same actually. So you can either buy the potions or do one small favor. That's probably the easiest way to do it.
Edgar's Ruse also gives 11,000 Herbler speed.
Which one?
Edgar's Ruse.
Oh, you know, right. The one with Edgar's Ruse. Yeah, I remember that one.
The one with the
trolls. Annoying.
Okay. Just do Yeah, do all the quests you can. That was from Dan in the back corner.
Yeah, the back corner.
Okay.
Dan's in the corner.
Anyways, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Stobobo 2. I think that's how you'd pronounce that.
Stobo.
Stobo.
It's Stobo, yeah.
Stobo?
Stobo 2.
Stobo.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Jeez.
Just,
Shane's just terrible with names.
Yeah.
I know, man, your pronunciation.
Okay.
It was pronunciation.
Just to recap on that, buy herbs or do one small favor, Edgar's Ruse. And then Edgar will be your friend. Okay. Jeff, you can handle the next question.
Sure.
Go ahead.
I'm currently going to Linux Ubuntu. Too. I have installed many versions of Linux before. For example, Mandriva, Sue. So I'm going to install a file server in my house on Linux. And what Linux distribution should I use?
Okay. Here we had Jeff's recommendation of this guide, how to do it with any distribution, setting up a Samba server. Basically, what this guy is trying to do is he's trying to set up a computer to act as a place for him to share his files as a central file server in his house. So this here is a guide to do it with Samba, which is looks pretty looks pretty simple, according to this. So take a look at this guide. Another option is to install Smoothwall, which is a special distribution of Linux that acts as a firewall, router, web server, DHCP server, file server, and all those other good things. Then you could just stick it in a closet somewhere, and then stick it in a closet, and then have a headless PC, and then you can access it by a web interface. Jeff, have you ever used Smoothwall?
Nope.
What do you use? You use the Ubuntu, right?
Yes.
Yes, that's the one that destroyed my boot record.
It didn't destroy mine.
What's your boot record?
Oh, a master boot. A master boot.
Chance noob.
Yeah, right. But anyways, the master boot record is what comes on when your computer starts up. It tells your computer what hard drive to boot to and stuff. So, yes. Okay. So, Samba server guide or Smoothwall to set up a file server. That's from Panda200X. Okay. Who wants to read this one? Chrysal?
Me. Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead. I like this guy. He's cool. Okay. After doing the new quest in Aid of the Myrak, I know that the Gothic's balance potion is able to be made. I was quite disappointed to find out, however, it is absolutely nothing like the Saradomin or Zamorak potions. You can only use the potion to help vampires, and you can't drink it for any stat boosts. What do you think about this, having a god potion that does nothing for the players of RuneScape PFK99s?
Yes. Well, we have the Ceridoman Brew and the Zamorak Potion. They all do their respective things, but this one doesn't do anything. You can't drink it. It's only for killing vampire juveniles, I think, right?
Yes.
Yes.
That is waste of space.
Yes, a waste of space. But, what was I going to say? Guthix is the most forgotten god here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody here? Does anybody here like Guthix?
Guthix is...
Guthix!
Doesn't get anything.
God of balance.
He's just like off. They just put him off in the corner, and then, like, all the others take all the glory.
I don't know. I think maybe he's sleeping again.
That's because he's not... The other two fight all the time, so the people who fight are likely to get more attention. What the fuck?
Okay.
What the hell is that?
Okay, that was not me. That was not me.
Shame.
That's Sarah Doman and Zamora fighting.
Shame. So the mic was
on. Oh, jeez.
With Flames of Zamorak and Sarah Doman strike.
Why?
Teleporting all over the place.
Shane, you should be an actor or something.
Sound effects specialist.
Yeah, exactly. Sound effects.
They're just so good, Shane. Can you do that for us again?
Do what?
Them fighting.
He's fitting. He's having a fit.
That's his Zamorak one.
That was great, Shane.
Anyway,
really
honestly, that sounds like my bathroom faucet when you first turn it on.
For the English people, that's a tap.
Okay, tap.
It's called a...
Yeah, I call it
tap.
I call them taps,
whatever.
Too.
Whatever.
Anyways. Yeah, how many of you guys have done that Mage Arena in the Wilderness thing?
I have.
Gothic staff!
I have.
What staff
have.
Did... Brad, what about you? What staff did you have?
Zamorak.
Kersala.
Staff? I don't
she
have
doesn't
a
even have City Mage.
Oh, okay.
Shut up! Shut up!
What about Dan?
I have Zamorak and Ceridoman.
Ah, okay. Do they both work?
I only use Zamorak.
Ah, okay. Okay. That was from PFK99s.
So what was the answer to the question?
Don't like it. We don't like that it can't be used.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, because Jagex don't care about Guthix.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a fairly simple message there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all need to give Guthix a big hug.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'd rather go hug a tree.
Well, I think Guthix would approve of that.
Oh my.
Okay.
Next
question.
Sure. What are your views on the 5 most recent quests?
I haven't done any of them.
Shall we go through them best?
Oh my dear! Chris just signed into the forums. And
what?
He just saw. Chris just signed into the forums, and he just saw something. Wouldn't you guys care
something.
To? Would you guys care to explain what's on the forums?
Oh,
that is terrible. I hate that.
You put up pictures of us, but we see our own picture. Everybody else sees their own pictures. Just the mods.
We can find out everybody else's.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you a lot. Yeah. Chris, especially that very nice picture of me.
Of Dan?
Oh yeah, yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, I've realized how I can get to everybody else's pictures now.
Aww.
Oh god.
How do you do that?
Just type in the name.
Oh, you'll just have to
figure the URL.
Oh my god, Dan.
Yay!
Oh, I've got an idea. I've just had a very good idea.
You
no, it didn't work. I thought if I put Shane, it might be a Shane's picture, but it didn't.
We've already tried that.
Shane doesn't... I'm the only one with Shane's picture.
Are you serious?
You are.
What? Chris, are you here?
No, I'm dead.
There we go.
How did it work out easier? Chris again.
It works now.
Probably because Chris didn't have his headphones plugged in last time.
I had my headphones, and I think it was something with... I had a thing on my computer where any noise that I record comes from my speakers rather than from my microphone.
Like a loop.
Okay.
Who's who now? I'm confessed.
I am me.
Hey, confessed was my word.
Jeez. Hell no, I've been using confessed forever.
Me too.
Okay, back on track now. What are your views on player-owned houses? Oh god, we already just did what our views on player-owned houses. What are our views on the five newest quests? In Aid of the Mire Cube, Recipe for Disaster, A Fairy Tale Part 1, Growing Pains, Cabin Fever, and Acra's Lament. Anybody here done these?
I'm working on our speed.
I haven't done any.
In Acra's Lament.
Oh, yeah.
I've done all but Anacris Lament, all of them. But
yeah. A group of us did a fairy tale, that farming one, together.
Oh, yeah, and then halfway through it, I had a power cut.
Yes, that's right. Oh, yes, that's right.
You got a what?
His power cut out halfway through.
Oh, that.
So, Anacris Lament, that was an okay quest, because you get the camulet, lets you talk to camels, but you have to recharge it with camel shit. You recharge it with camel shit, and it's a close place to go to change your spells from ancient to standard, because you teleport there, then it's a short walk to the temple. Cabin Fever, that one was kind of useless. It just came out with this new pirate island.
Oh yeah, that was a good one.
Fairy Tale Part 1, they made the Lost City blue instead of green. Kind of looks kind of strange now.
Mm-hmm.
And Recipe.
Love those new signatures.
Yeah, those are good. And the Fairy Godfather. It's funny. Recipe for Disaster. How many people have done this here?
I'm almost done. I just got the Sir Armic and the Monkey, and I got beat the Major Duo at the end.
Ah, yes.
I've done all of them but the monkey.
I went back
to the island to get the green and the monkey speak amulet, but I got them, then I died, then I got them again, then I died again, so I gave up.
Yes. I have it all done.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good quest.
Dragon.
It was a good quest. But the gloves you get at the end look like little nub gloves, because that's a bug, actually. Has anybody seen those gloves?
Really?
No.
I have pyramidal ones.
Like your hands go really, really small. It looks like your hand got amputated. So, it kind of, not too good. So.
Jagex endorse amputees.
Well, there's nothing wrong with them. So.
No, I know that.
No. But for this last one, you needed 175 quest points, Desert Treasure, and Horror from the Deep completed. So. That last guy was hard. That last one was pretty hard, actually. Almost died on it, but... Anyways, got it all done. 210 quest points now. You know, I remember when I was doing Monkey Madness the first time around, I said, I wonder when we'll have 200 quest points. And it turned out that the 200 quest point marker was when that Recipe for Disaster came out. So, yeah, that's when Recipe for Disaster came out, and yes.
Okay. That's all right.
Okay, what are your views on 1337, Leet?
Me.
It's stupid. Only people with an IQ under 50 would possibly want to speak like it.
Yeah, I don't like it when people speak like that. It's just too hard to, understand what the hell's going on. So, I don't know. What about you, Chris, Jeff, Dan, Grisala, Kinkala?
Well, I think that it is me, so I didn't need to talk like it.
Okay.
They can believe it.
It gets annoying to understand.
Yes. Yeah, so I guess the consensus here is that it gets annoying to understand.
It takes longer to type in leet speak than normal.
Yeah.
When you type normally.
There's converters out there that convert normal text to leet speak. So. Yes. Yeah, they convert stuff. But I don't know. Consensus that it's...
Everyone loves leet speak.
Where are you from?
South Dakota.
Ours?
I don't know. It's okay as long as I can read what the heck is being said. So, yes. Thank you. Those two questions were from Alt Mac Daddy. Okay. On to tech news, right?
Tech news.
All right. If you guys remember last week, we said that Vista was going to have 60% of its code rewritten, but this is false. False. That was a false report.
What was that
again? Vista was going to have 50%. They said Vista was going to have 60% of its code rewritten, but this is false. So.
Huh.
Yeah. But it's all that they say. All the coding is practically done. So I have no idea where that came from. But it's still on target for release November for businesses and January for home users. Is anybody here getting it?
No.
Who said that? Dan, you said no?
I said no.
Okay.
Windows just sucks.
Chris, are you getting Vista?
Probably not.
What about you, King Kula?
I don't think so.
No. I think Windows XP is actually perfectly fine right now, except for all these security holes that keep coming up. Anyways, so... Yes, we just thought that is... I just thought that we should say that is false. What we said was last week, so... Yes. Okay. You guys here think, Microsoft is trustworthy?
Not at all.
No. I saw... if you're thinking... I guess this is a little off topic, but I saw a thing on Apple today about them having problems with their name being Apple or something like that. I didn't watch the whole thing.
I see. It is actually today Apple's 30th anniversary, Chrisala. Might be a good time to buy a Mac.
How about now?
Yeah.
Or iPod.
I already have an iPod.
Oh, so you're an Apple user then?
Everyone has an iPod.
Everyone has an iPod. I was going to get an iRiver, but I couldn't choose which one I wanted, so I got an iPod instead because there's only one.
I don't have anything.
That's because you don't like music, Shane, and you suck.
You know what? It's really annoying because last Christmas, I got an MP3 player and my mom got the iPod. I mean, the MP3 player is really great, but when your mom gets the iPod over you, that's just...
Yeah.
You feel cheated and used.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so it's April Fool's Day. Company was founded on April Fool's Day in 1976. So, yes. Anyways, we all think Microsoft is not trustworthy, right?
Right, yes.
Well, there's this article now that actually did research, and they found that most people believe that Microsoft is indeed not trustworthy. And Jeff informs us that no company is trustworthy.
Well, that's true.
No.
True. Except for the Red Cross. I think they're trustworthy.
The larger
you
the
think you know, but you really don't.
The larger the company is, the less trustworthy they become. If it's a small company.
That's a good philosophy. It's a good philosophy. But Microsoft ranked 20 out of the 22 trustworthy companies, so that's pretty much near the bottom, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Anyways, Apple, HP, Dell, Bose were at the top with their trustworthy ratings. So.
Oh, Bose is good stuff.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I don't have any, but I know they're good. I've heard them before. Mm-hmm. Dell is good, too, apparently, with their warranty, I've heard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. Trust me.
Quickly. Yeah. But, I don't know. Apple, Dell, Bose, HP? Chris is... Yeah, you've got... Chris and Brad have HPs, so...
I have an HP.
Yeah, are they trustworthy?
Yes.
Oh,
I emailed them with a customer support query. They replied in 4 hours.
Well, that's pretty good.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm. Was it an India support?
No, it was actually from a book in Indiana.
Well, that's actually good to find a company that's big like that that doesn't contract out to India.
Yep.
I don't believe in contracting out to India for cheap labor.
Nintendo does.
Yeah. So does Microsoft.
Well, that's why
almost every company nowadays is doing that. They just want to recreate the old 50s right before the Depression. Is that from there? We're just going to crack our economy here and have a problem.
Poor lines for England in India. So you call up people in India and ask them for directions to somewhere in England.
That's pretty funny, eh?
It's been thought to pay people calling them up and these people not knowing what the hell they're talking about. So it's
bad. But as I've said before, at RSBNB, we do not contract out to India, so you guys can be guaranteed that every reply you get from RSBNB is a genuine reply from one of our staff members and not automated.
Yay!
So, yeah. Woohoo!
Whee!
Anyways, we've been going so far, I think, here for quite some time. Another Internet Exploder bug, once again. Exploder. Yes, Exploder.
Explorer.
Yes, Exploder.
Explorer.
You cannot run it safely anymore. If you do want to run Internet Explorer, you should turn off active scripting. I'll be posting the link on how to turn off active scripting.
Chrisaw, you still use Internet Explorer, right?
It's Explorer, and I...
No, it's not. I actually haven't read
it. No, yes, it is.
Grisali uses Opera now.
Yeah, I changed.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Best thing to do would be to switch to Firefox or Opera. Because this IE bug won't be patched until April 11th, Patch Tuesday.
And if you really have to use
Internet
Explorer, they have a thing that you can actually use called IE tab for Explorer. It's for Firefox, and the extension that lets you use the... the Explorer script in Firefox.
Ah. Yeah, well, you only want to use that if you know you have to. Otherwise, it's...
i.e. Windows Update.
Yeah, Windows Update needs it. I don't know.
Firefox is crap.
Show of hands here. How many people use Firefox?
Me.
So that's 1, 2, 3. That's everybody here uses Firefox except Grisala, I think.
Grisala's a loser.
Yes.
I am not a loser.
You're a loser.
I'm just above all of you, so I have to use a better product. So.
You have to use an inferior product.
Just remember that girls are always right, so obviously I'm above all of you.
Oh, I don't use it either. I just need to
suck document.
What do you use, Kala?
I used, hate me if you will, but it's Internet Explorer.
Internet Exploder.
I don't need to use anything else. I don't really feel like downloading anything else on my computer. Oh, figure. Not that I think Internet Explorer is better than Firefox. I say that because I've never used Firefox. But
try it.
It's all. Yeah.
Try Firefox. You'll never go back.
Yeah, you would.
I tried it and I went back.
Well, you're just special. So.
You know that saying. Once you go Mac, you don't go back.
Well, that's not true.
That's not true, no.
I've never heard that, Shane.
No?
I've heard it, but it's not true.
It's a similar thing, but...
Yeah.
Once you go Windows, you'll stay with them because they're the only corporation out there that has a monopoly on the computer industry.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
You gotta admit that.
Uh-huh. So basically run Firefox or Opera... Yes. And it looks like RSBNB is having some issues, so after this show I'll be going in to troubleshoot those. Anyways, RSBNB runs Linux. Okay.
Yes, issues like the stuff on the top of every page.
That you should remove.
Maybe we should fill everyone in here. Actually, what we did...
No.
Don't even think about it.
Don't.
Well,
no.
Basically what we did, because today is April 1st, is for the staff, we played a little joke on the staff, making it seem like they had we put their picture on the forums, but it was really only for themselves. I managed to freak a few people out with this really good. I think I freaked Chris and Brad out.
I figured you out within 5 seconds of seeing it. Within 5 seconds of seeing it, I knew. But for that brief moment, it did scare me.
It took me about 10 minutes.
How long did it take you, Carla? How long did it take you to realize it was fake?
When Poison told me, he's like, have you been to the forums today? I'm like, no, not yet. And he's like, you should go there now. There's something really cool on it. And I went there, and I fell off my chair, started screaming, and I hit my head. And then I get back out of the chair, and I see a message from him, and he's like, you know it's only you that can see it. I'm like, right, I knew that. Yeah,
that's exactly what he said to me, but I didn't believe him at first.
You should sue Shane for making you hit your head.
I actually knocked over a bunch of stuff when I hit my head, so I had to clean it up as well. And if you actually saw my picture, you'll see how messy this room is.
I've seen it. Yeah, it took me as long as it took to register a new account and make sure nobody else could see it.
Okay.
Thank you, Dan. We love you.
Yeah. Okay. On to rants now. Who wants to read this first one? Oh, I want to read this one. I want to. This rant is about skirts for men. Okay. Well, Barrows, maybe. After all, those skirts were made for men and they have those huge woolly socks. You are looking at a guy in a Barrows skirt. There's something about the Viking about them. But Dragon? Most guys look like they've got dressed in the dark and put on their auntie's clothes on by mistake if they wear a dragon skirt. Make the dragon skirts look a bit more macho, please. Give them a sporran or something. What's a sporran? Anybody know what the sporran is? Hello? You guys hear me? Hello? Who's all here? What the hell's going on? What's so funny? Okay, what the heck happened?
Is Boran you're looking for?
Everyone mute.
April.
Everyone mute. And stop.
Okay, so whose idea was this to make it sound like that you guys all disappeared?
Me, I came up with that.
So the idea was that
everyone would stop speaking, like you were alone.
Oh. And how long has this been in planning?
Since like last night when you first put the things on the top of the page up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
revenge.
A bunch of people said, we should seriously prank Shane.
Then you guys should prank Mike too, because. It was both of our ideas to do the picture thing.
If Mike
even
could get on
Pika agreed that we shouldn't prank Mike.
Mike's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. That was the thing.
And apparently, a sporran is a pouch made of leather that is worn around the waist in front of a kilt. I see. Okay. Does anybody here wear a skirt on RuneScape? That is.
Yes.
Not on RuneScape, but other places. Sure. Yeah.
just get a gender change like I did.
Wow, too much information.
Are you still female on RuneScape, Dan?
Yes, I am. I've never changed back.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Dan freaks me out.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about
Dan's
this...
sexy. Shut up.
You're attracted to women? What would that make you?
Shut up.
Anyways. Basically, what I think this rant is about is the skirts on RuneScape, they're actually a whole lot cheaper than the plate legs, like the dragon skirts.
Yeah. Because people want them.
I'd wear a skirt on RuneScape just because it's cheaper. Wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But have you seen on RuneScape if a character is male has a skirt on, it's longer than if a female character has the skirt on? It looks slightly different, like longer.
Hmm. Well, maybe there's a reason for that. Who knows? So, yes. That was just that rant about skirts. I had to put that one in. So. Okay. That's about skirts. Anybody want to take this next one?
I will.
Okay.
What the hell? Actually, no, I want the third one.
Okay. I'll take this one, too, because it's about physics.
Okay.
Well, the law of conservation of energy states that energy cannot be created or destroyed. But you know what I mean. Why is that when I wear these boots of lightness, they give me negative weight that I lose energy? If I'm in the negative pounds, shouldn't I gain energy? Activating fire hydrant. What? That's pretty much my rant. For those that say that it's the weight that's carrying, that he's carrying on your character for a minute, look closely and see an inch, two, what? How can he honestly weigh? So, yes. I don't know. That is a good point, that if it's negative weight, he should be gaining energy, not losing energy. So, I don't know. Does anybody here do physics?
When do the class.
Physics is
don't
evil.
Like
Cresella. Yes. Take rant number 3.
Oh, right, okay.
You take rant number
3. Those of you that did the quest Rat Catchers may be aware of the reward to name your wily or lazy cats, but after you pick a name, it doesn't display it. So what's the point? Why can't our beloved cats display the names we give them? My cat's name is Wobba. Shouldn't it display it? I mean, isn't that part of the reward? It could say cat's name the wily or cat's name the lazy. Simple, why am I ranting about this? Simply put, I had to do this catching part of this quest with a kitten, since my overgrown cat couldn't be bothered to chase vermin, and that wasn't fun, and I always wanted to name my cat. I don't even call my cat by its name. I call a word that's censored on the forums that could easily be replaced its name as well. Go on, Wobba Catch the Rat. That could sound nicer. Let me hear your views on my mini rant. Of course, some immature people will attempt to create offensive names, simply have them start out, and players could report them for offensive lang if any of their cats happen to bypass the censor. Okay, first of all, if I named my cat Wobba, I wouldn't want anyone to know how lame I was. It's probably a good thing that start out.
Yes. I don't know.
I thought about it after I did Rat Catchers. I thought it was a bit stupid that you name it, but it doesn't actually display the name. But
yeah.
It doesn't look like I've lost sleep over it.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, is there any point to naming your cat even?
Not really.
Nope.
Yeah, exactly.
I called mine Mr. Tibbles.
What'd you call him?
I like that name.
Mr. Tibbles?
Yeah, I got it from a friend.
Wow. That's interesting. Yeah, my cat's still a kitten.
Didn't your cat die in Rack?
Yes, it did. It did. So I ended up getting another one.
Yeah, mine did too.
Yeah.
My cat didn't die because I used shark with it.
Wow, that's surprising that it eats shark. So.
Yeah, I know. We've taken it a long time.
Yeah, so, I don't know. It should display the name of the cat, I think.
Yes.
Because somebody today named their cat M. Shane. They wanted to name it Mick Shane, but it didn't fit. Yes, that was Ansonite who did that. But anyway, so there's our thoughts on cats. They should be able to be renamed. And Brad will be taking rat number 4.
Okay, at level 84, with a skill total of 1,200, I finished the last quest I had not done. Don't you think it's a bit odd that there is not a single quest that a level 84 cannot do? The first problem is the quest requirements. So far, the highest requirement we have is 70 cooking. That essentially means that there are almost no quests for high levels, since low levels can easily get the requirements for 97 out of the 100 quests. The second problem is prep. For instance, Monkey Madness should be hard with level 142 skeletons down in the quest dungeon and a level 192 demon that hits 31 with magic and melee. But it is not because of the prayer. You can just use protect prayers against a jungle demon, stand back, and never get touched. Is that fair? The third problem is substitutes for challenge. For instance, in Morning End Part 2, they put in level 73 aggressive shadows that hit 13, and it added challenge. But they also put in two other things, the handholds and the shopping list. I'm sorry, but the handholds are not a challenge. Anything that relies entirely on luck is not a challenge, and the shopping list was just annoying, as none of the items were hard to get. I was lucky and I had 50 bank spaces free to store the items, but not everyone did, and I imagine it was worse for them. I'm all for challenge, but make it a challenge, not frustration. Okay, I read this thread on the Rants forum, I remember seeing it, and I actually replied, this person's saying quests are easy, but I bet you that they did the vast majority of quests using a guide. If people didn't use guides, quests would be a lot more challenging.
So exactly.
To anyone who says quests aren't hard enough, next time a quest comes out, don't use a guide. See how much longer it takes you.
Try Desert Treasure or Monkey Madness without a guide.
And without prior knowledge of how to do it.
Or even Legends Quest.
Yes. Try any medium quest that if you don't have a guide is pretty difficult. I'm trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. You think this guy used a guide? People?
Yes, undoubtedly.
Yeah.
I would think most people do.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I'm not sure about the P2P quests, but I know I remember doing Dragon Slayer, and I seriously was a noob way back then, and I didn't need a guide for it. So,
but for
it's ranked hard, so go figure.
But for quests like Monkey Madness, Desert Treasure, those are like super difficult quests that make Dragon Slayer look like Cook's Assistant. But for people to be able to do those without a guide would be quite an accomplishment. So I think, yeah, you use guides.
Ironically, when I did do Cook's Assistant, I was an even bigger noob back then, and I couldn't figure out how to milk the cow. Go figure.
It's simple. You put the bucket underneath and then tug.
Well, I know how to do that in real.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we're done rants now. Anybody have anything else they want to say?
Huh?
Oh yeah, what have we been up to on RuneScape? I'll start at the top of the list. I'll start with King Kula.
Kula.
What have you been doing?
Well, my main King Kula got a bit boring, so I started off with a pure, like a pure mage.
Yeah.
So he's like at level 25 something now with like 38 mage or something like that. And nothing else. So I've gone up to Giants a few times, and I've, like, owned level 30s with it, so it's kind of cool. And alone, too. Usually the low-level peers only work with the team, as I've noticed, but it can actually work solo if you really work at it.
So
it's kind of fun. Like, a bit of a waste of money, some would say, but it's RuneScape is meant for fun, and...
Yep.
And if that's what floats your boat, you should do it.
Exactly. Float your boat must be a Canadian expression.
Probably.
No, I've heard it before.
It's not Canadian. I've heard
as England started the world, it is an English phrase.
Whatever floats your boat.
Believe me, England was here the furthest back, so therefore it's an English expression.
Stop being so English, Brad. Okay, next person.
Okay. I'll do Brad next, because he's next on the list on Skype.
How about that?
Okay, I got 92 fishing 2 weeks ago, but I've given up with getting 99 because it was so boring. I got 80 mage about 30 minutes before we started recording. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay. I see. Oh, that's pretty good.
Congratulations.
Yeah, nice levels. Okay. Yes. Chrisella, what have you been up to?
Oh, I finally got 80 combat.
Ah, yeah.
And that's I got good. 68 fishing, so now I don't have to use potions to get into the fishing gear.
Oh, that's nice. I still have 67.
Yes, train it. Train it.
Train fishing. It's fun when you're at low level. Like when you're lower levels, because it's not boring, because you level really fast.
7,000 experience from 68. Just level it up one more.
Yeah, I probably should be doing that. Okay, so you got 80 combat. That's pretty good. What about Lewin?
I have 79 for like 6 months, so it's good for me.
Yeah. What's Lewin doing?
My skills of 50 and getting money because I just came back after a long stress-inducing forced college break. Just all money quests and trying to get skills up right now.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good. That's it.
Sure.
Okay, Dan. What about you?
I haven't played for a couple months. My membership ran out, and I've lost pretty much all my good items.
Okay. Jeff?
Well, for me, I just did some Slayer 89 combat. Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty good. Chris, what about you?
Oh, that's almost funny.
Chris All right, you don't play RuneScape because you've quit. That's right. Okay.
What about you, Shane?
Well, there is something called fletching, where you take a piece of wood and you cut it into a bow. I got 85 fletching.
Yay.
Yeah, 85 fletching, and I bought some supplies last night to kick off a new project. It'll entail getting a 91 runecrafting and high fletching and magic. I haven't wrote up any documentation for this yet, but I will soon. But it is a courageous project, and it's planned to take months. Months. Yeah, it'll take, like, months to do, so I don't know.
Years.
No, not years. I have to make 619,000 nature runes.
Wow.
That's quite a lot of runes.
That's pretty damn silent. Yes. Well, RSBNB is having some technical issues right now, so they should be fixed by the time the show comes up. So I don't know exactly what the hell is wrong with it. It's not working. The entire something is out somewhere. I have to go take a look at it. But are we done for this episode of RSBNB?
I believe we are.
All right. So, this has been Shane1288, Chris, Jeff, Dan, Lance, Chrisella, Brad, and King Cola for episode 41.
Coola, Shane, coola.
All right.
And by the way, that was the first time you used my name all episode.
Lance?
Yeah.
You've been saying
Oh, it's okay, Lance. Don't cry.
Reason I've been calling him Lewin is because that's what it says on his Skype name. So, anyways, I guess we'll see you guys all next week, hey?
Yeah, yes. Well, mine says King Kula owns you. Why haven't you been saying that all episode, then?
Oh, I love you.
I hope the listeners are happy to discover how retarded the moderating team are.
Yeah.
That's yourself included.
Go team!
Yes, exactly.
Oh, thanks, Brad. Just because you don't work anymore.
I'm still in the mod team. We're a special team. A very special team.
Yes.
I like being special.
Brad is an admin now, by the way.
No matter what the other kids
exactly.
say.
Exactly. He's part of the admin team, not the mod team.
Yeah, yeah. Congratulations to Brad.
Power to the people!
All right.
Stop! God damn it!
So,
Obey children! I swear to God, I'm going to kill someone tonight.
I'm going to come and test someone in UAnus.
We will be finding out who is making those sounds and me and Pika will be back to tell you who it was later this week, so.
Speaking of the big fellow, where is Pika this week?
His donkey broke down.
Yeah,
bagels.
He has a real life.
If you're in Arizona and you need bagels, go see Pika.
Yeah, go see Pika in Arizona.
Pika can get you bagels.
Get you free bagels.
People that went from my town that went vacation and kept going.
Oh my.
And stop it!
I think I'm gonna have a mental breakdown.
Oh my god.
Now someone is dead. Okay.
I feel sorry for you, Shane. Having to edit all of this.
Oh yeah, definitely. So. We'll be
up. The breathing.
Yeah. Anyways, so we'll see you guys all next week. Peek and I will be back for our usual episode. So, we might have somebody else depending on who is all around that day. So, see you guys all next week. Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.